Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, let's talk to you about bad debt and why it's stopping you living the life of your dreams. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, it's Dan. Good morning. So we are just off out to buy some paint because we're doing a little bit of decorating in the villa, as you do. But let's talk about bad debt. So bad debt and good debt, what's the difference? What is it? And so forth. Let's deal with that first. So bad debt then is things like credit cards, car loans, store loans, any kind of loan, any kind of credit card, anything with a high interest rate basically, but also anything that's not generating cash flow. So for example, you might have a loan on a car, okay? So I used to have a Porsche 911 and I used to rent it out. So I had a loan on the car, but then I'd rent it out, which paid for the car plus a bit of extra money in the pocket. So that no longer was bad debt. That was good debt because it was generating cash flow, even though it was on a credit card. So that's the differentiation. It's something really important to kind of grasp. And I speak to people and they go and say things like, well, I got $5,000 on my credit card, but it's manageable. That's what they say. They say it's manageable. And I'm like, dude, it's still costing you 20% a year. That £5,000 at 20% is £1,000 in interest payments at 20%. It's still costing you money. And they might go, yeah, but it's manageable. I'm like, yeah, but that £1,000, if you invested £1,000 over the next 5 or 6 years, you'd have £6,000 plus the interest, not the interest, plus the growth of the stock, plus potentially dividends. Maybe a stock split, just depending. You know, Tesla's just done one, the share price went up. Apple did one, not that the share price went up massively there. In fact, it's taken a bit of a dip, but it was overpriced to begin with. But trying to time the market is not the key here. Time in the market is the key on stuff like that. So eventually it'll go up. It just doesn't matter. Just give it enough time. Like property. You buy property today and the property price crashes 30%, it's no big deal. I mean, it is if you need to sell it. It's a massive deal. You go bust. But actually, if you can just wait 20 years and just keep renting it out, that's what we did. We were negative equity on a lot of our properties. And people were like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to sell? Why would I sell when I'm in negative equity? I'm just going to go piss off to Spain, live there, wait for it all to blow over, go to Winchester, have a pint, and wait for it all to blow over. That's literally what we did, and the prices went back. So understanding the difference between good debt and bad debt, and also understanding, listen to people's language. It's one of the things that we do a lot of, is listening to what people are saying. People will tell you exactly what's going on. When people go, no, it's manageable, okay, what it means is they haven't got the money at the moment to pay that off, which is actually another reason why they should be paying it off. Because if they're managing, it's like managing's no good. And also, if you have got a £5,000 or £6,000 credit card debt, that is really hard to pay down. I totally get it. I get how difficult it is. We've been there with how difficult it is. It is very hard to pay that stuff off. So that's why you've got to have a plan. Like any kind of bad debt. I mean, even on your car loan that's costing you 15%, but you're renting it out, let's say, you still need to pay that off. You're paying 15%. So this is the other bit here, is that, you know, people buy a new car, it's 15% a year. So on a £10,000 car, that's £1,500 a year in interest. That's a lot of money. So, and it's not just the fact that it's just the interest that you're being charged, it's the repayment on that car as well. What you know, the repayment's going to be, what, £500, £400? £150 of that is going to be interest-bearing, or not quite that, is it, because it's 12 months, not 10 months in a year. But, you know, you're going to be paying £400 on a car. And it's not the fact that the car depreciates, although it is that fact. It's also the fact that that £400 on a car that you paid for £10,000 in 4 years is only worth £4,000. So you've lost £6,000 there, plus the cost of £400 every single month. And then what happens in 4 years? You go and buy another car on credit, on interest. That's bad debt. And don't let society tell you that that's the way to do things. That is why society's poor. That's why they've got no assets. Most people spend more on their car every month than they do investing in assets. And I posted something in the Facebook group this morning, which basically said, every time you go out and buy something, and I use the example of a DJI Mavic drone, you know, a drone that you fly, if that's £400, you also need to go and spend £400 on some stocks and shares. You've got to balance this stuff out. And people don't do that. People go and get the drone, and they put it on a credit card, and they're paying 20% then for the next God knows how many years, because they can't really afford it. I love this idea of paying for stuff in cash these days. I'm toying with buying an Aston Martin, and it's about 60,000 euros. And it's either that or a Lambo. I'm probably not going to get either, because I'm far too tight for it. But I'm like, I'm not going to get that on interest bearing. If I'm going to buy a car like that, either I buy it cash. And by the way, if I buy it cash, guess what I have to do? I also have to put the equivalent amount into some stocks and shares or into more property. I got to buy it twice. Not 50 Cent. Who's married to Beyonce? Whatever he's called. Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, if you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it. And I love that as an idea. And that concept of, you know, you put 60 grand down on a car, but you also got to put 60 grand into investment. I love that as an idea. The other alternative is that you put a whole £120,000 into investment, and whatever the return off on that money is what you can then pay for your car, because then that's going to pay for your car for the rest of your life, because those investments will last you for the rest of your life, generating cash flow. So this whole video is about having a different conversation with money, with debt, and understanding the difference between good debt and bad debt, and the ways to use debt. Like, you can use debt to buy, you know, 120 grand down, 25% will get you, £500,000? 8%? That's not bad. 10% is 50 grand a year. 8% is, about 40 grand? That'll pay for a very nice car. So, obviously, you've got some debt repayment on that if you're buying property. But you get the idea, right? So, think about, what are you spending your money on? Like, oh, I'm going to put it on a store card. Don't, stop. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. That's it. That's the bottom line. All right, little rant there. Hope that was useful for you. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. And I'll go buy my paint. Have a good day, folks. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.